Hypothyroidism is a common yet often misunderstood condition that affects millions of people worldwide. It occurs when the thyroid gland, a small butterfly-shaped gland located at the base of your neck, doesn't produce enough thyroid hormones. These hormones play a crucial role in regulating your body's metabolism, energy levels, and overall health. When they're in short supply, your body's processes slow down, leading to a wide range of symptoms. Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of hypothyroidism, what it is, how it affects your body, and what you can do to manage it effectively. Whether you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, suspect you might have it, or simply want to learn more about this condition, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and practical tips. Understanding hypothyroidism, the physiology behind the condition. To understand hypothyroidism, it's essential to first explore the role of the thyroid gland in your body. The thyroid gland produces two main hormones, thyroxine, T4, and triiodine, T3. These hormones are responsible for regulating your metabolism, which includes how your body uses energy, produces heat, and consumes oxygen. Essentially, they control the speed at which your body's cells work. The production of T4 and T3 is controlled by the pituitary gland, a small gland located at the base of your brain. The pituitary gland releases thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, which signals the thyroid to produce more or less thyroid hormone, depending on the body's needs. In hypothyroidism, the thyroid gland doesn't produce enough T4 and T3, leading to a slowdown in metabolic processes. This can result in symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain, cold intolerance, dry skin, hair loss, constipation, and depression. The most common cause of hypothyroidism is an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where the immune system mistakenly attacks the thyroid gland, reducing its ability to produce hormones. Other causes include iodine deficiency, certain medications, radiation therapy, and surgical removal of the thyroid gland. One famous figure who has spoken openly about her struggle with hypothyroidism is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah, one of the most influential media moguls in the world, noticed that she was gaining weight despite her efforts to stay healthy. She also felt unusually tired and lacked the energy she was known for. After consulting with her doctor, Oprah was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She has since become an advocate for thyroid health, raising awareness about the condition and encouraging others to seek medical advice if they notice similar symptoms. Diagnosing hypothyroidism, how to recognize the signs. Diagnosing hypothyroidism can be challenging because its symptoms are often subtle and develop gradually over time. They can also be mistaken for other conditions or simply attributed to aging. However, recognizing the signs early can lead to a timely diagnosis and effective treatment. If you suspect you might have hypothyroidism, the first step is to consult with a healthcare provider. Your doctor will likely ask about your symptoms, family history, and overall health. A physical exam will be conducted to check for signs of hypothyroidism, such as a slowed heart rate, dry skin, or swelling of the thyroid gland, goiter. The most definitive way to diagnose hypothyroidism is through blood tests that measure the levels of TSH and thyroid hormones in your blood. A high TSH level combined with low levels of T4 indicates hypothyroidism. In some cases, your doctor may also test for antibodies associated with Hashimoto's thyroiditis to confirm the diagnosis. Living with hypothyroidism, managing the condition with medication. Once hypothyroidism is diagnosed, it's usually treated with daily medication that replaces the missing thyroid hormones. The most commonly prescribed medication is levothyroxine, a synthetic form of T4. Levothyroxine works by restoring normal hormone levels, helping to normalize your metabolism and alleviate symptoms. The key to managing hypothyroidism with medication is consistency. It's important to take your medication at the same time every day, preferably on an empty stomach, to ensure proper absorption. Your doctor will regularly monitor your TSH levels and adjust your dosage as needed to keep your thyroid function within a healthy range. It's also important to be aware that certain foods, supplements, and medications can interfere with the absorption of levothyroxine. For example, foods high in fiber, calcium supplements, and iron supplements should be taken several hours apart from your thyroid medication. your doctor can provide guidance on how to manage these interactions. The impact of hypothyroidism, real-life stories, and famous figures. Living with hypothyroidism can be challenging, but with the right treatment and lifestyle adjustments, it's possible to lead a full and active life. Let's explore some real-life stories and famous figures who have managed their hypothyroidism effectively. Another well-known public figure who has openly discussed her experience with hypothyroidism is the actress and comedian Sofia Vergara. Despite her busy career, Sofia noticed that she was feeling increasingly fatigued and had difficulty maintaining her weight. After being diagnosed with hypothyroidism, she began taking medication and made changes to her diet and exercise routine. Sofia's story highlights the importance of listening to your body and seeking medical advice if something feels off. Closer to home, my friend Rachel was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in her early 30s. Rachel, who had always been energetic and active, began noticing that she was gaining weight despite no changes in her diet or exercise routine. She also felt constantly tired, no matter how much sleep she got. After visiting her doctor and undergoing blood tests, Rachel was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. With the help of medication and lifestyle changes, Rachel was able to regain her energy levels and return to her active lifestyle. The role of diet and exercise in managing hypothyroidism. While medication is the cornerstone of hypothyroidism treatment, diet and exercise can also play a supportive role in managing the condition. A balanced diet that includes a variety of nutrients is essential for overall health and can help support thyroid function. For individuals with hypothyroidism, it's important to include foods that are rich in iodine, selenium, and zinc, nutrients that are essential for thyroid health. Iodine, found in iodized salt, seafood, and dairy products, is necessary for the production of thyroid hormones. Selenium, found in Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, and fish, helps convert T4 into the more active T3 hormone. Zinc, found in shellfish, legumes, and seeds, also supports thyroid function. However, it's also important to be mindful of goitrogens, substances found in certain foods that can interfere with thyroid function. Foods like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and soy products contain goitrogens and should be consumed in moderation, especially if you have iodine deficiency. Regular exercise is another important aspect of managing hypothyroidism. Exercise helps boost your metabolism, improve energy levels, and reduce stress. For those with hypothyroidism, it's important to start slowly and gradually increase the intensity of your workouts as your energy levels improve. Activities like walking, swimming, and yoga are gentle on the joints and can be beneficial for overall health. Coping with the emotional impact of hypothyroidism. Living with a chronic condition like hypothyroidism can take a toll on your mental and emotional well-being. Fatigue, weight gain, and other symptoms can affect your mood and self-esteem, leading to feelings of frustration or depression. It's important to address the emotional impact of hypothyroidism and seek support when needed. This might involve talking to a therapist, joining a support group, or connecting with others who have the condition. Sharing your experiences with others who understand what you're going through can provide comfort and encouragement. Sofia Vergara has spoken about the importance of staying positive and proactive in managing her hypothyroidism. Despite the challenges, she emphasizes the importance of taking charge of your health and not letting the condition define you. Her message is a powerful reminder that with the right mindset and support, it's possible to thrive even with a chronic condition. Conclusion: taking control of your hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is a manageable condition, but it requires a proactive approach to treatment and self-care. By understanding the physiology behind hypothyroidism, taking your medication as prescribed, making informed dietary choices, and staying active, you can effectively manage your condition and live a healthy, fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing hypothyroidism. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking control of your thyroid health is one of the most important steps you can take for your overall well-being. Until next time, take care.